message is from Family Worship Center. This message will not only build your life, but will make you experience the transforming love of God. Open up your heart and be blessed.
Father, we thank you because the entrance of your word brings light. It brings understanding to the simple. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Cause us to not only be hearers, but doers of your word. And cause our lives to be transformed as we keep coming and keep listening and keep doing. Perfect your will in our lives and make us who you want us to be. Father, may not one person go back the same way they came. May you meet everybody at the point of their need. God, minister to everybody this morning by your greatness and your power. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Thank you. I'm going to be reading only one verse of scripture today. But before I do that, I would like to make a comment about some people who trained in the Bible school and did not come here this morning and were not called, so that you do not think that anything is wrong with you or anything is wrong with them. It's just that for some, for instance, they had not been here long enough and had not garnered the experience we thought they should have. And for some, they need to just work on one thing or the other and all. And from the beginning, when we started the training, we let everybody know that you may not be in this batch or you may not be allowed to do so yet until you just keep coming and grow into the roles, and then you will be appointed. So do not think that there was anything wrong and that was why people were not here. We are just making sure. You know, the Bible even says sometimes, in one place, says you should not put a novice in certain positions, somebody that is not matured for certain positions. So we want to try and follow the Bible as much as possible, and we want to try and do the right thing. So please, if you were trained and you were not called, it isn't that you failed. It's just that, and by the grace of God, we'll have a meeting with all of those people and let them know so that nobody feels bad. Praise the Lord. Like I said, I'm reading only one verse of scripture today, and that is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Still, this is the last installment on my series, Doing the Works of God. You remember that we started working on doing the works of God, and today I'm doing the works of God in Family Worship Center. Doing the works of God in Family Worship Center, that's my topic for today. And I'm reading Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. If you want, you can put it up there. It says, for we are his workmanship. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Praise the Lord. We are his workmanship. We are God's creation. He created us. We are his craftings. And God created each and every one of us specially, that we are masterpieces in God's hands. We are created the way we are created to do special things for God. The Bible says you are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. All of us are supposed to be doing good works. So I want you to know that whoever you are, if you're born again, you have the capacity to do good works, because a good God lives in you. Because a good God lives in you, he enables you to do good. You can't say, well, me, I just can't help it. I'm just like that. No. If you are nasty, if you are unkind, if you are rude, you are not allowing the real you to come out, because the real you is transformed into the image of Christ. And so you have no excuse not to be a good person. Created in Christ Jesus. We are created in Christ Jesus. I am created in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. It's like Jesus Christ is my mold. Jesus Christ is my mold. I am created after his pattern for good works. For good works. Praise the Lord. So, my intention this morning, I thought to let you know this, that my intention this morning is to further make Christianity simple for you. That is not something you are thinking of and racking your brain and thinking, I don't have the language. No, I want to make Christianity and serving God even easier. Hallelujah. Because I remember on two occasions, people asked Jesus a question. What is the greatest commandment? And one would have expected Jesus to go into one deep theological debate and argument and explanation, exegesis, reason, the Greek, the Hebrew, and all. He didn't do that. He just said, the great commandment is one, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your whatever. So you know, he answered it in such a way, you know exactly what to do, isn't it? So you know to love God, and you know how to love God with your heart, with your soul, with your mind, with your body, with your strength. And then he said, the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. So you know. And that was it. He didn't do anything, one chapter of explanation. And then another time somebody asked him, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of God? One would have expected Jesus to sit down and say, this is my time to preach from Revelation to from Genesis to Revelation. But Jesus said, no, obey the commandment. You shall not do this, you shall not do that. The man said, I've done that from my youth. Jesus said, you are right. But you lack one more thing. Go sell everything and give to the poor and come follow me. Simple instruction, isn't it? So you know exactly what you need to do. You people, put my clock. Put it so that I don't want to spend over. I want to discipline myself to stay within those 35 minutes. So Jesus made it easy. You know the law, good. What you said is right. But you lack one more thing. So you know exactly. Go and sell everything you have. And come follow me. Now, a lot of us I don't even think Christians take that scripture seriously. But actually, we are supposed to live light. We are supposed to keep selling whatever, investing in the kingdom of God. That is doing the works of Christ. Sell everything you have, give to the poor, come follow me. In other words, don't be materialistic. Don't put your mind in what you want. So like I said, I want to answer the question today. What works must I do in Family Worship Center to do the works of God? That's the question I'm asking today. What works must I do in FWC to do the works of God? So before I answer that, I would like us to visit our vision, because that is how our vision states what the works of God we are to do here. And what is our vision? What does it say? Family Worship Center exists to love and worship God, to demonstrate His transforming love to the saved and unsaved man in order to make him an agent of that love. So that is the work we are supposed to be doing in Family Worship Center. That is the work. If you do what I say today, you are doing the works of God that you are supposed to do in this church. I'm spelling it for you easy so you are not guessing. You just know. In the same way Jesus said, go and sell your things and give to the poor, come follow me, or say, love God and with your whole heart and love your neighbor as yourself. So today, I am spelling it for you. What will you do in Family Worship Center to know that you are doing the works of God? Number one, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and accept Him to be your Lord and Savior. If you have done that, you have done the most major work of your life. To accept Jesus Christ, to believe in Him and accept Him as Lord and Savior. The second thing you are supposed to do in Family Worship Center to be doing the works of God is to enter the discipleship training class. Enter the discipleship training school. If you have been coming here and you have not gone to DTS, you have not done a major work of God in this place. Because the mandate is to go and make disciples of all the nations. So our job is to make you a disciple. So you must enter the DTS and be in our discipleship training school. Then when you finish the discipleship training school, the next work of God you are supposed to do here is to go to the membership class and become a member. This message is going to it will feel like I'm insulting some of your intelligence. But no, I'm making it so simple so you know exactly what you're supposed to be doing till you die from in this church. These works I'm saying are forever, that is it. There's nothing more to do in this church. What I'm preaching today is the only thing you need to do. Nothing less, nothing more. So you finish, you join the membership class and become a member. And then you join a care group. So believe in Jesus, go to DTS, become a member, and then join the care group. You join the care group. That is the first thing you should do. That is the first work to do in this church. Then you now settle down to loving God. To loving God. The next step, the first one is these basic things, and the most important. Because when you go to DTS and you settle down in church, then you begin to do love God. We exist to love and worship God. The second thing, like I said, is to settle down to loving God, worshiping God, and serving Him. And by the 16 things I listed the last time, I'm going to read some of them, not all of them. You love God by being conscious of being in His presence. What must you do? What work must you do in loving God in Family Worship Center is to be conscious of God's presence. Be conscious of God's presence in the car. Be conscious of God's presence in the office. Be conscious of God's office when you travel, when people are seeing you and when people are not seeing you. In your room alone, be conscious that God is there, He's watching you. When you do that, then it means that you honor Him. And it means that you understand what it means to love God. So by being conscious of Him, of His presence all the time, and endeavoring to please Him in everything. By spending time, the second thing is by spending time in His presence daily and protracted periods in retreats through the year, praying and reading your Bible and learning about Him. So you are conscious of His presence, and then you spend time in His presence by learning in prayer and meditation every day. And then once or twice a year, you pull away and spend time with Him. When you do that, you are doing the work of God and you are loving God. Another thing we said at the beginning of the year is by keeping the fear of God in your heart. You keep the fear of God in your heart. That is the beginning of wisdom. The next thing is to believe in Him. Have faith in Him. Rely and trust in Him completely and Him alone. That you do not have any other God. Your work is not your God. Your relationships are not your God. Nothing but God Himself is your God. And you have faith in Him. You trust Him. You rely on Him. And you believe Him completely. Another work of God you do here in Family Worship Center is to hate sin. To hate the loss of the flesh, the loss of the eye, the pride of life. Hate those things and the loss of the world. Anything worldly you hate. You hate what God hates and you love what God loves. That is what it means to love God here. I'm listing this so that you know exactly what to do. You hate sin. Another thing you do to show God that you love Him is by telling others about Him and winning souls to Him continually. That is one of the most important works you can do. Apart from accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the next most important, these other things are important, but the next most important thing is to tell others about Jesus Christ. If you're not telling others about Jesus Christ, you are not really, really, you don't understand the love of God yet. And on that, let me make a comment about this church. Have you noticed that we do not have any signboard? Have you noticed? We have never had signboards because you are our signboard. You are our signboard. What does a signboard do? It speaks. A signboard is speaking all the time. What I've noticed, however, is that you people don't talk about your church as much as you should do. There are many people who stay here for 10 years and they don't know that a Family Worship Center exists because we are not telling. And I cannot spend, let's say, some of these billboards are like 10, 15 million a year. If I put out 10 of them, that is about 120 million. I'm just guessing, but it's expensive, it's not cheap. If I use 120 million on OGS, people will go to school. People will have food. People will go be helped in the hospital. People's needs will be met. That is more important to me than billboards. And so since I am using the money and giving it back to you to go to school with, to do this, to do that, pay school fees and all, you should now do the advertisement for us. Is that fair? That's a fair exchange, isn't it? So that you don't tempt me now to snap a picture and put myself all over Nigeria. I don't want to do that because I have you. And we are His billboards. We are Jesus' billboards. The Bible says you are the written epistles. You are the epistles of God, not written by hand, but that Jesus Christ has come upon you. So you are the light. You are the billboard of God. So the way to show God you love Him is to talk about Him. And the way to show this church you love the church is to talk about the church. Say, do you know our church? You know, last week I was speaking to those couples. Do you remember? Some of you followed me. Thank you for following me. That was nice. That was kind of it. I told them, I don't know what I was saying. And then I said to them, okay. I said, they can come for MEC, but let me warn them. If they come to our church is sweet. They will not go back to their church. That was advertising. So you should be proud of your church. Somebody ask you, why are you always happy? It's the life I receive from church. It's the teaching. Why are you excellent? Oh, they have everything I know. If you see me as a good worker, it's because I learned it in our church. Our church, my church, my church. Jesus, Jesus, my church, Jesus, my church. If you do that, more people will come. And they are not coming because they need to come to Family Worship Center. This whole movement is expanding the kingdom of God. We are not doing these 30 churches just to say we have arrived. No, it is to expand the kingdom of God. Every time a church is planted, more people come to Jesus Christ. Do you understand that? So, telling people about him. How else do you show God you love him? By giving him yourself, your heart, your time, your talents, and any and everything he requires of you, and doing it wholeheartedly. That you give him your offerings, you give him your time, you give him your position, let him use your position. He uses everything he has given you. How do you show God you love him? By obeying him completely and on time, promptly. If God tells you, give that person your car, don't stay and be praying and saying, Father, is it you? The devil can never tell you to give anybody anything. And yourself cannot give anything because our innate nature is to be selfish. So anything that says, give him that dress, give him that car, give her that jewelry, give her 100,000 naira, don't go and pray and fast about it. Just give it. Do it immediately. Because like our father Abraham, when God asked him to do whatever, he did it immediately. How else do you show God you love him? By loving everyone around you, especially those in the household of faith. How do you show God you love him? By willing to suffer for him and for his cause. How do you show God you love him? By willing to defend the gospels. The gospel. So I've preached this for weeks at the beginning of the year. How do you do the works of God in Family Worship Center? By loving God in these different ways I have listed. So the next thing now is Family Worship Center exists to love and worship God, to demonstrate his transforming love to man, especially the Christian man, the saved, and then the unsaved. So how do we show God's love to the unsaved? And now go to Acts chapter 2. Turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 2. Like I said, this is a very simple message, but you will never forget it. Say amen. Amen. You will never forget it. It's so simple, I want you to always remember it. That if you do these works in Family Worship Center, you are pleasing God and you are loving God. Acts chapter 2. How do we love one another? Verse 42. It says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who are being saved. Actually, if we walk in love and love one another, many people will be attracted to it, and they will come to love God. They will come to join us. As you can see, these people did that, and the Bible says more people were added to them. Chapter 4, look at chapter 4 of Acts, verse 32. Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they all had things in common. And with great power, the apostles gave witnesses to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Nor was there anyone among them who lacked, for all who were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold and laid them at the apostles' feet, and they distributed to each as anyone had need. And Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. How do we do the works of God in Family Worship Center? Please listen to me. I've entered the most important section. Actually, this is the main thing I came to preach today, but I needed to lay that foundation so that you have a holistic picture of what we need to do. The next major thing you need to do after loving God is the major work of joining a care group. It is to love the brethren and to love the saved and the unsaved. Now, these two things, loving the brethren and loving the unsaved, happens in the care group. Care group is for two reasons. For pastoral care, what is our slogan? Again? Say it again. Tell your neighbor, we are the people who care. Tell the other one. So, we are the people who care. And the second thing is, we are evangelistic. So the care group is for caring for one another, and it is for evangelism. It's for bringing new people. So we demonstrate the love of God, or we do the works of God in Family Worship Center mainly in the care group. We love one another mainly in the care group. I can tell you I love you, but I cannot love everybody. But everybody can be loved in this church because they belong to a care group. And if I ask, how many of you have experienced the love of God in this church? Let me see your hand up. Look around. Wave it so that people see. Can you see? Ooh. It's the most beautiful picture. It's the most beautiful picture. Was it me that loved you? Where were you loved? In the care group. And so, loving. How many of you knew the Lord through, because somebody took you to the care group? Let me see your hand. You found Jesus in the care group. Wave your hand. That is not bad. Praise the Lord. So, the two major lovings or love happens in the care group. Love is our brand, and the care group is the medium through which this love takes place. In the care group, we are a family. We love one another in the family. We stick together and care for one another. We support one another in the care group. And in the time, we support one another in the time of need and in the time of celebration. We eat together. We pray for one another in the care group. We learn the word of God together in the care group. We grow together in the care group. We have simplicity of heart in the care group. It is in the care group you will see a senior advocate talking to somebody who is a cleaner in the office, for instance. There is simplicity of heart. In a care group, you will see an engineer, a maker, talking to somebody who is a driver. There is simplicity of heart. In a care group, you will see Professor Nana Tanko, who is a professor, has been a dean, he's a director and whatever, talking to a house help. Hallelujah. It happens in the care group. Where nobody is anybody. Everybody, we are all somebody in Christ. Not anybody in ourselves, and we do not brag of our position. We just brag of ourselves in Christ. So in care group, everybody is somebody. Come on, that's good. In care group, everybody is somebody. And all of that happens in the care group. In the care group, we learn the word of God together. We grow together. We are simple together. We are united, and we watch for one another. In the care group, disciples are made. Leaders are groomed. People learn to pray. If you go to the care group, you learn how to pray. Because they will tell you to pray for somebody, or they will tell you to lead prayer one day. And before you know it, you are praying and you are gaining confidence. Because now you are not standing in a crowd of 100 people. You are sitting in a parlor with 10 people or 12 people or maximum. It should be maximum 12. But these days there are care groups of 40 people. That is a church. That is a full redeemed church. In care group, we learn to read and to interpret the Bible. In the care group, we learn to develop healthy relationships. It is in care group, and I say this, it is not yet 100%, but it is, we try. It is in care group you have relationships that have no ulterior motives, where people are not going to go out of their way intentionally to hurt you. That we learn how to love, we learn how to forgive, we learn how to care, we learn the character of Jesus Christ in the care group. Because in the care group, we have extra grace required people. Mm-hmm. That is the name of that person. Now I've told it to you. Extra grace required. We call them EGRs. Extra grace people are good for us. They help us to develop patience, to develop kindness. They help us to have self-control, because sometimes you feel like slapping them, but you just smile and say, I love you. Because I don't love you. If I tell you what is in my heart, you will know my heart. You understand? Hallelujah. So in care group, people learn to develop character as they relate with one another. You develop love, joy. In care group, you have to be happy so that you motivate somebody, even when you're not happy. And sometimes, because it's the house of God, once you go, joy just comes. I don't know about you, every time I enter this place, my burdens are lifted. Because there's power. The Bible says there's power in the presence of God. There is fullness of joy. So whenever we come together in the care group, we are happy. So in the care group, you learn, you develop joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I can tell you, if you keep coming to the care group, you keep coming, you find out that you're a faithful person. You see that you've been going to one place for 5 years. You who couldn't sit still for 6 months, care group will train you to be patient. It will train you to be kind, to be giving. Some of you, when you came here, your hands were like this. Akara and plaster and rope and all and glue. But now, you don't. The hand is not yet like this. It's just like this. But as you keep coming, it keeps opening. Maybe for some of you, after 2 years, your hand opened like this. After 3 years, it opened like that. We are not really seeing the difference, but you know that you are moving because based on you, you are making major strides, but we are not seeing it. After 5 years, it came like this. And then you stop, you say, Kaya, don't try. 10 years later, you move small. And some of you, it is after 28 years of staying in Family Worship Center that your hand finally opened. Either way, it is opening. You are not who you used to be, but you are not who you want to be, but you are moving. Amen? Put your hands together and clap unto the Lord. Hallelujah. In care group, I want to plead with you that if you do not develop any fruit of the Spirit at all, develop kindness. Be a kind person. Be a good person. Because God is good. How many of you will say God is good? So God is good, we must be good. Amen? So, and those are the fruits of the Spirit. One of the things that I work towards every... Sometimes I'm good not because I want to be good. Can I tell you the truth? I'm good because I want you to say good things when I die. That is a good motivation, isn't it? So even if you want to be good, just be good so that we have good things to say about you. I'm so angry when people are mean and nasty. Have you noticed in Nigeria, every body's father and mother is the best human being? So who are the crooks and the wicked people in government? But I want us to, when we stand there and speak about you, we are really telling the truth. So be good for your burial. Me, I like to tell the truth. Clap unto the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not giving you this dress because I just want you to stand up there and say, she gave me cloth. And as you are doing it, one day you will do it joyfully. You have practiced. Use your death to come out of yourself, to come out of selfishness. Is that okay? Praise the Lord. Okay, where am I? In the care group, we learn evangelism because we learn to take people, unsaved friends, to the care group, and they find God in a non-threatening environment. You learn to be selfless as you get rid of selfishness. And as you learn to spend your life, your resources, your talents on others, in the care group, somebody will wake you up or call you up to help them when you don't want to. They will enter your space. Once you enter care group, you are no longer a private person. Please look at me. No Christian is supposed to be a private person. Private means selfish. Did you hear me? Any private Christian, you say, I don't like to mingle with people. You are a selfish, self-centered person. Jesus Christ was not private. Was he private? No. So if you are private, you are better than Jesus. Say, God forbid. I want you to know that Jesus was a care group person. He hung out with 12 people, and they were with him till the end. Not all of them stayed, but till Jesus died, there was a disciple there. At the cross, John and the mother was there. So I want you to know that when you are in the care group, you will never suffer alone. Somebody will be with you in the hospital. Somebody will be with you when you have a baby. Somebody will go with you if you need them to accompany you somewhere. Somebody will go to you for burial. Somebody will be there. Somebody will come and rejoice with you when you buy a car and all. In the care group, you are not alone. Say amen. Amen. So Family Worship Center, like Pastor Yakubu said in the update, is a care group church. And we did not speak to each other before we they didn't even know what I was preaching on. Nobody knew. Only me knew what I was preaching on. Family Worship Center is a care group church, and our church started with care group and has grown as a result of care groups. So the focus of our church going forward, especially with the new churches starting, is care groups. From the headquarters church all the way to the newest church starting, the focus of every branch is ensuring that everybody in Family Worship Center belongs to a care group. So if you are sitting here and you are not in a care group, you are not doing the works of God in Family Worship Center. Did you hear me? How must we do the works of God in Family Worship Center? Be in a care group. Our church can only be as strong as our care groups are. If our care groups are strong, our church is strong. Somebody say amen. Amen. I want you to know that the early church was strong because they hung together. They were together in the two places we read and the two places where we've always read. I want to let you know that this morning I am one of the happiest and proudest pastors. Because you see all these men that lined up here, I think only one of them doesn't have a background of care group. All of them are care group people. From care group leader to coordinator to deacon to district pastors. In other words, care group is truly the place for discipleship. All these pastors. In fact, some of the people who did not qualify to be with them is because they have not stayed long enough in the care group structure. Because if you have not multiplied groups, how are you going to grow a church? You understand? You understand the logic? So you start from small and to big. The Bible says if you are faithful in little, then God will give you authority over much, isn't it? So that is why some of them need to just go and spend more time in the care group and grow in the care group system. Because, I mean, if you have... There is one brother here. He started care group in 9 months. He birthed four care groups in 9 months. That is fire. It was just burning. So that is how we would say this person can hold a church because he can multiply care groups. So going forward, it's all care group. Like I said, I am so proud of these people. Because they are core Family Worship Center people. They understand the vision. They understand that we are a care group church. Amen? So, I thank God for that. Our church in this planting dispensation is... Our goal in this church planting dispensation is that every new church branch will have a minimum of 100 churches. Please listen to me. Every church that is starting, every one of them must have a minimum of 100 care groups. Because our slogan for church planting is that the least of us will be 1,000 people. So meaning that when these pastors start their church, the first thing they are going to do is identify care group leaders. And I'm saying it to all of you so that you know that you will be co-opted. You'll be co-opted to be in the care group. They will need to. So if they need to grow 1,000 people by December, they need 100 people. Therefore, they are going to stagger it. For instance, our goal is to have 100 churches by June next year. So we have done 10. We have done, and we're doing 30. That's how many churches now? 40. And then by November, we are doing another 10. That is how many? So in the first 6 months, we have done 50. By the next 6 months next year, we will do the next 50. In the same way, the care group system is going to work. When they start their churches, they are going to need you to be the care group leaders. So when they say, I want you to be a care group, say, no, I beg me, I want to go to worship team. All of you want to go to worship team or missions or usher so that you do mystery one day and go to bed. But see, that's not where the disciples are made. Sorry, worship team. I have not seen your disciples. I'm sorry. You people do your—you are even forcing to do your care group inside yourselves. How many pastors came from worship team? Answer me. How many? When anytime you want to fight, I can fight. I'm a Jagaba by blood. Oh God. People want to go and do something and go home, and worship team actually comes for rehearsals all the time and all. But I would prefer to have 10 people in worship team. And then 800, the 120 of the others in care group. Because the more care groups we have, the more disciples we will have, the more salvations we will have. Did you hear me? So we are going to, going forward, the goal of every church, Lugbe 1, Lugbe 2, Kubwa, Gwagwalada, Kuje, Jikwei, Karu, all, the goal is that they will have 100 care groups. Did you hear me? In this Uye church, so let me tell you what is going to happen. Next Sunday, two Sundays from today, Lokogoma is going away. Apo is going away. Garki is going away. Gwagwalada is going away. Do you understand? Who will be left here? Worship team. Listen to me. So whereas the other churches need to have 100 care groups, if we are going to fill this auditorium two times a day in Wiye branch, we need 800 care group leaders. Mm-hmm. We need 800 care group leaders. 800 care group leaders bringing 10 people every care group bringing 10 people. That is 8,000 people. And those people include youth and children's church. This auditorium maximum capacity carries 3,200 people. So we need 800 care group leaders. What that means, every ministry head, listen to me. Pastor Zibiri, there is somebody in this group whom you saw his zeal and told him, you don't belong here, go to care group. And today he's standing as a pastor. So that is what I want for every head of ministry to do. You are going to say to this person, you need you, the Lord needs you in the care group system. Did you hear me? Worship team, I want some of you, half of you, literally half of you, starting care groups. Intercessors, half of you. What I also noticed that some of them there are in the intercessory ministry. They go to the intercessory ministry to train themselves to pray. But then I need them. Every ministry must give us some people, because in this branch, we need 800 care group leaders to train care group leaders. And some of you sitting down here, listen to me. If you have a degree and you have not done DTS, the Lord needs you. The Lord needs you. And you can't say no. As you can see, through you being a care group leader, you ask a coordinator there, how many care group leaders have you trained? Some of them will say 15, some 20. Meaning you have trained 15 disciples for Jesus. So it is more than just winning souls. It is actually making disciples for the Lord Jesus Christ. That is where we are going. That is where we are going. So if you have not finished DTS, you must go and finish your DTS. If you have not finished, if you have finished membership and you have not entered anywhere, please don't enter anywhere. After membership now, we are just going to train people to be care group leaders. Yes. We are going to train people to be care group leaders because God is raising an army. God is raising an army. And this is what the work of the Lord is required for in this church right now. So if you consider yourself a care group member, you must enroll in a care group, a member of Family Worship Center, you must enroll in a care group so that you will be in the end time army of God. Jesus Christ is coming soon. So we cannot be playing with our lives. This is the time to build with silver, with precious stones, and with gold. Being in the care group is building with silver, precious stones, and with gold. Being in the other place is also building with precious things. But right now, where God, it's like when they are going for war in America, they recruit people. And in Israel, they train every teenager to be in the army. So that if any war arises, they have a pool. The same thing, God is enrolling people in the army of care group, because as I have seen clearly the result of care group. It is bringing out pastors, because in this last time, in this end time, we are soul winning and we are planting churches, and they are coming from the care group. Praise the Lord. So if you consider yourself to be a member of this church, please enroll in the care group. And in Family Worship Center, life starts in the care group. You will be trained to be a disciple in the care group. You will be trained to be a soul winner. You will be trained to be a leader. You will be trained to love and care and to be, if the Lord so chooses, one day you become a branch pastor also. Praise the Lord. So the care group and the care group members that are going to go to the next church, they are the founding members of that church. There are the foundation members of this church. I don't play with them. The people who joined in 1993. In fact, I don't even want them to go to any church. I want them to stay here. Because now, Sabi, those of you who have been here, them Cynthia White and all the rest, stay with me. Stay with me because I know you. You are foundation members. Okay, so let me repeat what I repeated the last time. If going to another branch will make you angry and you leave the church, stay. But if you stay here, you are going to be a care group leader. There is no way about, you cannot have your cake and eat it. Praise the Lord. But the founding members are so important to encourage the pastors to start well. Amen. So all heads of ministries, please weed out people for us. It's no longer about your convenience. It's about building and expanding the kingdom of God. And somebody says,
amen.
Hallelujah. We will need new care group members in the new churches they are planting. Please, when they say, come, follow me, don't argue. When they look at you and say, please, I need you to come and help me in the care group, you just say, okay, we are an obedient people. We are an obedient people. And a lot of you don't want to do care group because you don't want to be disturbed. But the results of care group is pastors. It's serious disciples. It's expanding the kingdom of God. So how do we get the unsaved? How do we love the unsaved? By bringing them to the care group, by evangelizing to them, by doing acts of kindness to them, by starting new care groups, by planting churches and taking care and taking the churches to their neighborhoods, to their doorsteps. That is what we are doing. We are taking the gospel closer to the people so that nobody will have an excuse and say, I cannot be. How do we do the works of God in Family Worship Center? We believe in Jesus Christ. We become members of the church. We become members of care groups. We love God. We love one another. We love the unsaved by soul winning, by bringing them to the care group. And we do the works of God in Family Worship Center by planting new churches. And on that note, I hope I have convinced you to do what is important to the heart of God. When Jesus Christ was going to change the world, he called 12 people into a care group relationship. And that is how the gospel has reached us. These pastors are going to change where they are going because you will help them to be a care group person and grow their churches. Pastor Wilson is going to grow with a church. If 800 of you agree to come and let us train you so that we can expand the kingdom of God. Stand up on your feet.
Thank you for listening to this message. You will be blessed when you do the things that you have heard. You can make a brand new start in life by becoming a child of God. It's as easy as believing in your heart as you say the following prayer. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. Jesus, come into my heart today and be my Lord and Savior. I declare right now that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations if you just said that prayer. It is important that you join a Bible-believing church immediately so that you grow in knowing Christ. We would love to have you visit our church in Abuja, Nigeria. For more information about this ministry, you can visit our website at www.fwcabuja.org. God bless you.
Family Worship Center. We care.